So who's on the phone?
We have Susan Bragstad on the phone and Diane Ratton.
We're good to go, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Bring this meeting to order of the Amador Air District Board of Directors. We've determined that we have a quorum, so let's go for a Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
I'll move.
Second. I think I'm third.
I heard Director Crew first. Okay, we need a roll call vote.
Frank Gax.
Aye.
Richard Forrester.
Aye.
Jeff Brown.
Aye.
Pat Crew.
Here.
Brian Onetto.
Aye.
Susan Bragstad.
Hello, Susan. You there?
Unmute thyself.
Well, her iPhone is muted.
Susan, we can't hear you.
Morse code.
I think she could talk into one, but could only see in the other one. That's why she has both of them.
What's that say? She could,
we're on mute. Unmute us. She can't hear us.
Susan would turn her screen on and just show a thumbs up. That'd be good enough, too.
Susan, we're doing roll call right now.
I can hear you.
Perfect.
I can hear you now, too.
Awesome. So we're doing roll call for approval of the agenda. And so we need a yes for Susan Bragstad.
Yes.
Yeah. Diane Ratton.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. So that is.
Who are the other reps that are absent? And Bob?
We have absent today Bob Stimson from the City of Jackson, and then we have the City of Sutter Creek and the City of Plymouth were absent.
That have not appointed or have they?
The City of Plymouth has not appointed yet, and the City of Sutter Creek appointed, what was her name, Frank?
Julia Searck.
Julia Searck, and she's in New York.
Okay. Public matters not on the agenda, discussion items only, no action to be taken. Any person may address the board at this time upon any subject within the jurisdiction of Amador Air District Board of Directors. However, any matter that requires action may be referred to staff and or committee for report and recommendation for possible action at subsequent board meetings. Nobody is in the audience here. Anybody on Zoom? Okay. Next item is minutes, review and approval of the October 18th, 2022 board minutes as presented.
I'll move approval with two corrections on spelling, and the minutes should reflect that the votes were 703. Because there were three on those votes, and if it was different, but always in the end should be the three that were absent.
Were absent. Okay.
Okay.
Second.
Thank you.
Okay. Roll call vote, please.
Frank Gax.
Aye.
Richard Forrester.
Aye.
Jeff Brown.
Aye.
Pat Crew.
Aye.
Brian Onetto.
Aye.
Susan Bragstad. Susan, if you just turn your camera on and give us a thumbs up, that will be sufficient.
You know, I haven't been so long. I don't know what to do.
We could hear you there.
Just need an aye. Thank you. Diane Ratton?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, election of officers for 2023, chair and vice chair. This is an action item.
Yes.
Who's the current vice chair?
The current vice chair was Linda Rianda, Sutter Creek. Okay. So, good afternoon, board members. Herminia Perry, Air Pollution Control Officer. Every year we need to do our election of officers, and this is for 2023. And it's going to cover the 2023 calendar year plus the first meeting in 2024. So currently we have our chair is Jeff Brown, and our vice chair was Linda Rianda. And so we need to make a motion to choose our new chair and vice chair.
I nominate anybody but me.
Not that bad.
No, it's not. I'm kidding.
No, look who you get to work with.
I don't have a problem with Jeff staying as the chair, but either Bob Stimson or...
Well, maybe Julia,
Susan. Yeah.
Julia Sierk.
Julia would be good.
Could do the vice chair, and then she could be chair next year.
She's not here to say yay or nay.
That's it.
Well, anybody oppose that nomination?
She's not here to pose it, so I guess it's done.
It doesn't pay not to show up to a meeting.
Right? We're not vengeance here. There's no...
Well, Linda was probably going to be chair this year, so it wouldn't be fair to Julia to make her chair this year, but if she strenuously opposes, we can always change, but why don't we... I'll make a motion to appoint her and keep Jeff Brown as chair.
Second.
Thank you.
Any right. discussion? Do we have any public comment?
No. We'll do roll call. Frank X.
Aye.
Richard Forrester.
Aye.
Jeff Brown.
Aye.
Pat Crew.
Aye.
Brian Onetto.
Aye.
Susan Bragstad.
Aye.
And Diane Ratton.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay. Approval of meeting schedule for 2023.
So for this one, we are setting up our year calendar year 2023 schedule meeting. Same as before, our meetings are on the third Tuesday of every other month, starting at 1:30 p.m. And I have a draft of what are expected key action items, but it's pretty much the same thing as last year. We just need a motion to accept the meeting schedule as presented.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Okay, Diana is second. Roll call.
Frank X.
Aye.
Richard Forrester.
Aye.
Jeff Brown.
Aye.
Pat Crew.
Aye.
Brian Onetto.
Aye.
Susan Bragstad.
Aye.
And Diane Ratton.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, now we go on to public hearing, revise non-attainment of new resource rule, NSR Rule 400. It's an action item.
Care to open the public hearing?
Yes.
All right, so we have our public hearing for our revised non-attainment new source rule, NSR Rule 400 and Resolution 2301. In 2019, the Amador Air District submitted to the Environmental Protection Agency our non-attainment new source rule, Rule 400, for incorporation into the California State Implementation Plan, the SIP. However, on January 29, 2021, the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals issued a decision holding that the Clean Air Act does not allow interprecursor trading, IPT, for ozone precursors. AAD's Rule 400, Section 4.5, had language allowing for IPT for ozone precursors. On August 23, 2021, EPA proposed a limited approval, limited disapproval for our Rule 400. By removing IPT language, it corrected other deficiencies in later sections, and some topographical errors were also found. AAD staff has made the necessary corrections to Rule 400 and is ready to resubmit our package to EPA for the SIP incorporation. My recommendation is receive public comment regarding NSR rule number 400 and approve and adopt the current version of the NSR number 400, thereby repealing the previously adopted NSR number 400 adopted in 2019. And we did not receive any comments on the 30-day public hearing, public notice.
Nobody on Zoom, nobody in the office, audience, I should say. Any board members?
Have you run your proposed language by anyone, our consultant or anyone?
Ray Kapai did the first draft of it when we first did it in 2019, and this version went to the EPA and CARB staff for revisions.
So this is their recommendation?
This is their recommendations, yes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Anybody else? Okay, I move to I have a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
Can I get a
second?
Roll call vote?
A roll call. Frank Axe?
Aye.
Richard Forster?
Aye.
Jeff Brown?
Aye.
Pat Crew?
Aye.
Brian Onetto?
Aye.
Susan Bragstad?
Aye.
And Diane Ratton?
Aye.
Thank you. And then we just need a motion to accept the new one with resolution 2301.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second. There's nothing that identifies the transmitters in the actual resolution, is there? I was just thinking about that, but since I heard Ampine, sounds like they're not going to be coming back. So there's nothing in the actual resolution that identifies them specifically as
no.
a transmitter.
No.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so roll call. Frank Axe?
Aye.
Richard Forster?
Aye.
Jeff Brown?
Aye.
Pat Crew?
Aye.
Brian Onetto?
I guess aye.
Susan Bragstad?
Susan, you're muted.
Lost her iPad. Susan, can you hear us?
Can you give us a thumbs up?
On your via your iPhone. You lost you on the iPad.
Can we do, yes. Diane Ratton?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, we lost Susan on that last vote, but it still was approved. Okay, next item is APCO's update.
APCO update, so there's a couple of them, all good. So we have the Green Vehicle Police Incentive Pilot Program. The City of Ione has completed theirs. They went off and they purchased their new hybrid pursuit car. It's been a real challenge for these police stations to get their pursuit cars. Ford isn't making the chips necessary to incorporate into these vehicles, and it's just been a very big challenge. The City of Jackson and the City of Sutter Creek, both dealers that they were in contact with, have told them that they weren't able to get the chips, so their vehicles are non-existent right now. The City of Ione, I think it paid off for them because they were very persistent and Police Chief John. He was calling them pretty much every other day, if not every day, to see where his vehicle was, where his vehicle was. So I think they just got tired of hearing him, and they decided they had one, and they just gave it to him. So their vehicles, I went out on a drive with them. They hold up. They're pretty spiffy. And his is ready to go on the street. Their only thing they were waiting for was a plate to put on so that they can mount the computer onto the vehicle, and that was supposed to get in, I think, last week. So they should be up and running, and we'll be able to see that on the streets. The small lawn equipment replacement program, within the last couple of months of November and December, we have done 8 reimbursements for this program. People overall have been very happy to get something for their purchase of new electric equipment. So not bad. I did expect a slow start, but I think this year we should pick up, so it will be a good program. People are excited about it. The next one is broadcast burning and prescribed fire in 2023. This has definitely been a very big topic for this year and last year within our residents. More and more of them are interested in doing broadcast burns on their properties to minimize the fire hazard danger. With the help of the Amador El Dorado Prescribed Fire Association, the PVA, AED staff has attended workshops with them to educate our residents on how to do proper burning on an air district site on the air quality. For us, we're concerned about how much smoke gets put out into the air, and the more that we could educate our residents of proper burning practices, then that minimizes the smoke. So there has been more residents coming into the office inquiring about how to do prescribed fires, and we have a template for them. If they're residents, I'm just having them do, it's what's called a California Standardized Prescribed Fire Plan, and it just makes them think about stuff. It asks them common questions, and it makes them write down who their neighbors are so that they could contact them. So there's always that line of communication. I think in the air quality world, that's the biggest defense right there, is your communication. If you're able to communicate properly with your neighbors and tell them this is what's going on, there's less calls into the air district about people complaining with smoke. So we have been working with those. We have 2 right now that have their plan filled out and are waiting just for the right time to be able to do that broadcast burn. CAL FIRE will not go out to do job or to do site visits because they don't want to be liable for it, but they're on board and they're very happy that people are taking the initiative to clean up their property. We also have training in the next couple of months. David and me will be attending a 2-day training on with CARB that's put on by them, and they have fire agencies out there, they will be training us on proper prescribed burning practices and equipment that we have access to from the state, which are the EBAN monitors, to be able to put them out if we're going to get large burns, broadcast burns. We could bring in these monitors from CARB, and we could monitor how much smoke the community is getting nearby. So we will be doing that in March. And I think, people with the whole scare of all these wildfires, people are eager to clean up their property, which is great. So the more we could help them doing it properly, the better. We have the electric vehicle charging stations for Ione. The city of Ione is in the process of finalizing the installation of 6 Clipper Creek LCS 30s charging stations at Castle Oaks Golf Course. The total cost for their project was $23,500. Upon completion, AED staff will provide a grant amount of $20,000 to the city. And then we have our audit for years 21-22, starting in March of this year. Fletcher & Company will be back again to do our audit for those for years 21 and 22. And then the last thing is your financials, if you have any questions.
Any questions from the board?
No.
No.
Susan, Dan?
Nope, nothing from me.
Thank you.
And that's all I have.
Anything
no
else
correspondence.
From the board?
Pretty routine.
Okay. Well, this meeting is adjourned until March 21st.
Thank you.
Thank you.